I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You listen to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Hey, we're hitting the some quick recipes for you for this upcoming holiday weekend. You got a week to plan, buy your groceries, do your deal, and then create some grill envy in your cottage neighborhood or wherever you are for this upcoming holiday weekend. We missed the grilled mushroom skewers, Bob, in the first segment, and I don't want to pass that one because that's one
no,
I really like.
It's one of your favorites, and summer is waning, so kick it in. That's the theme of the show today. Fun stuff for the latter part of summer, which actually goes on till September 20th, right? So yep. I don't know why I think it's latter. We're right dead smack in the middle.
Still 90 every day this week
I'm actually going to keep my pool open as late into September as I can this year. First time ever.
That's funny.
Because it's so warm.
That's funny that you say that because I added the heater this year.
Right.
And Lisa and I had a real big problem with the green algae.
The seagulls that keep coming
by? No, it was the green algae. We lost the pool for about 9 days. And you couldn't go find any algaecide anywhere. All the stores were out of it. Finally found some, had it shipped in online, and we got it cleaned up now. So, but we had about 3 weeks where we didn't use the pool much at all because it was green and we couldn't find the chemicals to get it going. But it's back. So it's all good. So our conversation last night was the first time I'd been in it in like 3 weeks.
Did you put copper in it?
What? No. I don't know. We bought chemicals and they
You should call me, dog.
Yeah. So anyway, what do I get? A pocket full of pennies? Is that what you're saying? Or what, man?
Is that a penny in your pocket? Or you just broke?
Right.
You're just broke because you had a wedding last weekend.
It's
Tell us about that. How'd that go?
Yeah, no, that's all good. Married off the sun. Eric went without a hitch.
See you.
Yeah, it was a good deal. He's just got back from Jamaica, man.
Don't
he was
call
down there
us,
for a
we'll
week.
Call you.
Right, yeah. So, but anyway, no, it was all good. All good. And the bar tab wasn't even that big. 170 people was less than $4,000. We didn't have any drinkers, man.
Well, there you go.
But it was good.
So, grilled mushroom skewers.
Yeah.
Quit dinking around.
Oh, now the little baby Bella ones if you can get them golf ball size, they work great. And what my recommendation would be is soak them in water for about 10-15 minutes before you skewer them. That water will absorb into the mushroom a little bit and make it a little spongy. So when you drive that skewer through there, it doesn't fall apart. If they're dry, they crumble. Right?
So why wouldn't you soak them in something better than water?
Well, you could, but I just use water because I season them with a variety of seasonings, whatever you like. But I let the seasoning do the work.
A little Pakalolo on there?
I don't know who she is, but we could if you wanted to. But generally, you know, I've got like a season all or something like that that's got garlic and
so you
and
wouldn't think
herbs.
About a little oil or...
Well, I didn't think the oil absorbs like the water does. It kind of sits on the surface. The oil doesn't sink
vinegar
in.
Vinegar and oil?
Well, you could, but vinegar, you got to be careful with vinegar in my world just because it can get things a little too sour too quick. And well, a mushroom is a sponge, you know, it'll soak up some stuff.
Right. I took, I bought a bunch of those white mushrooms from Sobe here about a month ago.
Yep.
And I was going to do shish kebabs because you all know I love doing shish kebab.
Mm-hmm.
And I took a bunch of garlic EVO. And then I took my favorite balsamic, which is grapefruit,
right,
from Old World Olive Company. And I went kind of easy on the grapefruit, but not. I was probably like a third cup grapefruit balsamic and two-thirds of a cup of garlic EVO. And then I threw in, you know, you clean out the spice drawer, right? You look around, you pick through it, depending on how many cups of coffee you had.
Right.
And you're going, and I threw some stuff in. And
there was some green stuff floating on the liquid.
Yeah,
sure.
A little Pakalolo. Yeah, yeah. And and then I put them in a Ziploc bag.
Uh-huh.
And I put them in the fridge for a day or two. Holy cow, were they fantastic. It doesn't take but 3 or 4 hours, I found, because I actually overdid it.
Yeah.
They soaked up too much moisture, so they got a little bit soft. But I was thinking, like you're thinking, it's like they seem to be so buoyant. And you can't get, if it's oil, you know, you can't get it to penetrate. Trust me, brother. It penetrates.
Well, you had some balsamic in there, too.
It penetrates.
So that mixes up and gets your emulsification, the word of the day, with your oil and vinegar. But anyway, skewer your mushrooms, grill them hot.
Screw your mushrooms.
I said skewer.
Oh.
And grill them hot, and they'll be a tasty little treat for everybody.
Hang them high.
All right. So
sliders.
I love me some sliders. I love
Here's
me some sliders.
Here's some fun stuff for the summer. Do some sliders. You can always do the ground beef. You can do your old venison if you've got a couple packs of ground venison left. Mm-hmm. They make fantastic sliders. Jop will tell you how he does it for Alan Bob's every year.
Right. We season the heck out of these things and grill them. Is what we do.
Yeah, and we mix a little oil in, right. A little bacon fat. Sometimes we put cheese and finely chopped onion, and then we just mold them together nicely and make sure you put that crease in the center. Jop's a fussy guy about putting that thumb down the middle.
That way they don't puff up. They're flat when they go on
the
bun.
And I'll tell you what, when you're doing that ice fishing event at Alan Bob's.
Right.
You're having fun.
So we're going down a little bunny trail here. Actually, it's a deer trail. My Shartucky boys just this week verified the bow camp. Second of October is where we have basically it's beer camp in the guise of bow hunting. But
are you inviting all of our listeners?
No, but
because I have the address of this.
Yeah, where I'm going is that one of the guys asked Jop, can you do those pork sliders again that you did at my son's wedding?
So easy.
Well, it is, but I want to tell these guys what it was because it was a little something special. Okay, I took pulled pork and a slider bun, put the pork on the bun. We had leftover mac and cheese, and I put a dollop of mac and cheese on top of the pork, and then I had sweet pickles. Okay, and they were sliced.
This is not going to work with your Atkinson's diet.
No, I understand. And we put a sweet pickle on top. And then hit it with a honey mustard right on top of that. And so you had the pork, the mac and cheese, the sweet pickle,
a little
honey mustard.
So you want to be standing around outside holding it out in front of you.
That's right. Lean in. You're going to want to lean in and get a bite. Yeah. But he's like, man, those were so good. And that was a concoction of stuff I had left over.
Might have been some drinking involved.
Right, it might have been. But he's like, those things were so damn good. Can't you just make them again? I'm like, hell yeah, I can make those. That's
easy.
Yeah. But I had forgot
awesome.
I did it. Right?
Awesome.
But you got to have a...
You told me about them, and I thought that was very, very creative.
Yeah. You know, it's one of those things where I'm sure it tasted a lot better after we've been drinking all night.
You might have.
It was, you know, good.
That came in for the midnight feed, didn't
right.
it?
Yes, it did. Yes. That's exactly where it was.
We're
hungry,
they
Jop. Even know what else you got?
They don't even know what they ate. Next time, they won't taste nearly as good.
He must have remembered because that was a year and a half ago when we did it.
So here's another slider you can do. You see at the supermarket all the time, and beef prices are indeed going up. So one of the things they're doing is they're pulling out the cheaper cuts. You'll see your Denver steaks and all that stuff coming around. But one of the things you see is eye of round. And that's really, in my opinion, kind of not the best meat. But there's a way to do it. So you buy one of those eye of rounds. It looks, it's a fooling thing. It looks like a tenderloin.
Right.
It looks like a loin. It's not.
Right.
It's a tougher loin.
Yeah, at the first bite, you'll know the difference.
It's a tougher loin.
Yeah, right.
And, but... There is some good flavor to round, and so you smoke that whole thing, and you bring up the center to about 135, and just leave it alone.
Right.
Park it, cool it off, wait a day, bring it out of the fridge the next day, and slice that baby with a razor blade. Shave it.
Thin as you can.
Shave it, baby, shave it.
All right. Ooh, that sounds good. Slider up, little horseradish mayo maybe, and woo, baby, that'd be good. All right, coming up next, tri-tip smoked on your grill. Can you do that for Philly, sliders, French dip? There's a lot of versatility here. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Fenn Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fennville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family has been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine, Fenn Valley Vineyards.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? I mean the kind that makes you remember walks with your grandfather. Come on over to Schmoe's Brewing Company in Grand Rapids or Petoskey, and we have some handcrafted root beer, probably the best in the state of Michigan. That's 2600 Patterson in Grand Rapids or 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey. You know you're dying for a good root beer float.